living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, should women be taking testosterone? You know, we're asking this question because I remember when I came over to Life Extension, I was practicing internal medicine out in Dallas, Texas. And I came to Life Extension because I had a lot of patients asking about hormones and vitamins and minerals, and I really had no idea what they were talking about. So I came to Life Extension to teach myself about natural medicine. And of course, hormones were included in that. As a longevity company, you know, we focus a lot on hormone replacement. And one of the things I found interesting was that there's a lot of people that think there are men hormones and then there are female hormones. And there's a lot of confusion that's really a myth, right? I mean, we all have the same hormones, just in different amounts and ratios and balances. So we're going to talk about the need of testosterone for women. My guest is Dr. Lacayo. She's a specialist in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. She's an active member of the American Board of Integrative Holistic Medicine. Dr. Lacayo, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you.
So let's get started. So first of all, how do you answer that question when, or how do you address that issue when some of your patients may think that there's men hormone and then there's women hormone and we shouldn't mix them?
Well, you addressed that very well. We do have the same hormones except at different levels. And the function is similar. And the combination and variation of the hormones is what really makes us individual. Some of the women have more estrogen, less testosterone. Men should have more testosterone, less estrogen. That's an example.
Right. So what do you? So okay. So let's talk about then. Giving testosterone to women. So I guess my first question for you would be: what are the things you look for? What are some of the warning signs that you look for, you know, symptoms, labs, whatever it may be, that tells you, hey, I may need to discuss testosterone replacement with this woman?
Very interesting question. As sometimes we don't even have to age to notice that we are more fatigued. Our self-esteem has gone down. Our skin is sort of sagging down. It's thinning. Our hair becomes more dry, we have more anxiety. And this can happen at any age group. Usually women's levels of testosterone drop by 50% in their 60s. But now we're seeing it even in younger women due to birth control pills, due to artificial hormones such as Prempro. So it can mm-hmm. happen at any age group.
So that's interesting. So that makes me think, what else are we doing, right? So if the statistics show that women in their 60s have lost half of their testosterone, which I can see, but you're starting to see it in younger women, you think stress plays a role in that as well? Just kind of the lives that we live today, the constant go lifestyles, do you think that plays a role as well?
Absolutely. And stressors could be related to emotional stressors in our body, but also environmental stressors, environmental toxins, the foods we eat, a lot of carbohydrates, sugars, even gluten is to blame. So all the stressors that come into our body, they will modulate your hormones and change the ratios of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and mostly not in a positive way.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So here we have lifestyle, food, all these things could be affecting testosterone levels in women, and a lot of that can then play out as fatigue, and you mentioned some of those symptoms. But Dr. Lacayo, I'm going to tell you, most when we look at men, right, and most men, when it comes to low testosterone, the number one symptom, without a doubt, they have is low sex drive. Do you find that to be also a similar symptom for women?
Absolutely. Low sex drive. Testosterone is the fertility hormone. It's the hormone that makes us want to have sex and procreate. So, yes, it's the same symptoms. You're right.
Yeah, so what about numbers? So what Can you help my listeners if they're going to get some lab works done, which, by the way, I know you also support before we start any sort of hormone, you know, replacement. The listeners, your patients, I'm sure they get a nice, you know, hormone profile, whether that be blood, saliva, whatever it is. What are some of the testosterone numbers that you look for to be normal or low for women?
It's an interesting question because even though I do look at levels, I also follow symptoms, and that's more important than levels. Levels will vary according to the lab company you use, the mode of testing it. Are you testing saliva? Are you testing urine? Are you testing blood? So a physician that specializes in bioidentical hormones will know the different ranges to follow and putting the symptoms together with the levels. And sometimes I have ladies with normal levels who are completely symptomatic of testosterone deficiency. So patient comes first, the lab helps me, but does not make the diagnosis.
Very nice. I like that, Dr. Lacayo. That's a great approach. I think a lot of doctors get so caught up in the numbers, maybe because numbers are easier to deal with than symptoms sometimes with patients. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I think often we do a disservice to patients, to customers, to listeners when we are more focused on a lab value versus, you know, what they're going through. So what, when you do start giving testosterone to women, what are some of the common side effects that you look out for?
Most people would say their side effects. To me, they're just a sign of the patient being out of balance. They either have too much, they're absorbing too much, or it's throwing the other hormones out of balance. But one of the symptoms, most common ones would be acne and skin problems like oily skin, losing hair in their scalp, increasing facial hair throughout the body. Facial hair and throughout the body, forgive me. And sometimes changes in their behavior, becoming a little bit more aggressive, more violent, and a very, very increased libido. Sometimes you see deepening of their voice. But like I say, it's an imbalance, it's a sign of excess.
Yeah, you know, so I had my sister had some hormones checked about a year ago. And she was having some symptoms, kind of what you're describing, not too bad. So we did some hormone blood work, and her testosterone levels were definitely low. She needed some estrogen as well, all that. And the doctor she was working with out in Texas, who's a good friend of mine who does a great job, told her that he was going to put some testosterone in her regimen. And she calls me up, Dr. Lacayo, immediately. And she's like, wait, Mike, he wants to give me testosterone. Am I going to lose some of my feminine features if I start taking testosterone? She was really concerned, I'll be honest, about her breasts getting smaller. So what do you say to that when women are worried about losing their femininity?
I would say absolutely not. As I mentioned in the beginning, some of the symptoms of low testosterone. Hello?
Yeah, you're still there. Go on.
Yes. Okay. So some of the symptoms of low testosterone is you really lose your femininity because your libido goes down, your energy goes down, you don't feel good. So when you get testosterone,
it's the opposite.
You all of a sudden get more beautiful, more sexually attractive, you have more muscle, less fat, more energy, your mood is good. So no, you do not lose them. It enhances
that's
your
great.
Femininity.
Dr. Lacayo, let's leave it right there. Do you have a website you want to send my listeners to?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It is wellnesshca.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Lacayo, for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.